24. A Tale Transparent. Griff couldn't suppress a giggle. The monstrous freak before him was so slack-jawed he looked like a puppet. His crooked eyes were wide with fear. Fear of me? Me? Griff had never seen such ugliness. The chimpanzees altered by Dr. Hyde were handsome by comparison. This agent's features made Griff want to retch.
Ah, I messed up my introduction, Griff said. Silly me. It's been so long since I've spoken to anyone. I am Griff, Invisible Man the First. Get that? I am the First. And we are agents under the same flag.
He watched Modo snap his head from side to side again, searching the room.
Where are you? Please stop this game.
Griff shrieked with laughter.
Oh, don't gape like a country bumpkin. I'm right before your very eyes. Tahee!
This is how lesser beings behave in the presence of greatness, Griff realized. This underling's dim intellect cannot even begin to comprehend my existence. I shall have to provide proof. Griff yanked a sheet from the bed and wrapped it around his shoulders, over his wiry muscles, displaying his shape. Modo watched him in awe.
Yes, yes.
He was beginning to get it.
This is impossible, said Modo.
Nothing is impossible. It's all probabilities. That's what the brilliant doctor taught me.
Doctor?
Yes, for the association.
The association?
Modo looked positively bewildered. Griff smiled, invisible lips pulled back from invisible teeth. Was it really going to be this easy?
The permanent association, Modo. Your masters. Our masters. I'm on your side.
He had heard Octavia use the name in New York while he'd been crouching in the corner of their hotel room. Modo leaned against the dresser.
You're an agent of the association. Quick little boy, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm their majestic experiment. You and I have much in common, don't we? I'm guessing that your particular talent, which I've now observed closely, has been with you since birth. They trained you in some secret location, didn't they? Mr. Socrates is the one who yanks your leash.
You know Mr. Socrates? Did he raise you?
No, no. I know of him. I've not had the pleasure of a face-to-face with the old boy.
Modo took a deep breath. And another.
Good, good, Griff thought. You're calming down.
Modo brought his hands up to hide his lower jaw.
Are you concerned about your looks? I've seen worse, Griff lied.
How long have you been following me?
Since New York. I was haunting the library, told to find Colette Brunette and this mysterious grand fish. I followed you onto the Hugo. I snatched food here and there. I was right beside you when the ship was rammed, and I fell over the edge before you. Nearly froze to death in the water. And when you ripped open the Ictinio's hatch, I went in along with you.
You mean before me?
And you struck me on the head. What can I say?
Griff raised his arms, lifting the sheet.
I apologize for the blow, but you have a thick head and I was desperate. There was no time to explain who or what I was. I recovered in the library and have kept myself well hidden since then. The food is awful here. I hate fish. At least this ship is warm.
He coughed. Ah, he could never escape his own lungs, the hated cough they produced. It was truly the bane of his existence. Sometimes he blamed all the hours he'd been made to spend in the ice room, training to withstand near-freezing temperatures. Sometimes he blamed Dr. Hyde and years the doctor had fed him tinctures. Maybe one day he'd feed the doctor some of his own medicine. Modo was squinting at the space above the blanket.
Trying to find my eyes, are you?
Griff said.
Why didn't you announce yourself earlier?
Modo demanded.
I was told to operate alone. Does Mr. Socrates allow others in the association to know he has a shape-shifting monster in his employ?
I am not a monster,
Modo cried, and in a heartbeat he was across the room, his hands around Griff's throat.
Who is your master? Tell me. Don't lie.
Modo,
Griff spat the word out. The hunchback's grip was strong.
We're partners, and you know I can't tell you. We're not allowed to know the names of the other members of the association.
No, we aren't.
Then her name would mean little, wouldn't it?
Ha! Said Modo, releasing him.
It's Lady Artemis Burton.
Griff sucked in a breath, and another, stroking his throat.
I'll flay you alive for touching me,
he thought.
You said you didn't know their names.
I lied. I met her and several others a few months ago. I believe she is the only female in the association.
Yes, and don't think that doesn't anger her.
Griff continued to massage his throat.
Always complaining about those stupid know-it-all men. She's the one who had the great idea to send me to the doctor. To be changed.
Which doctor?
Doctor...
Griff paused.
Kilvore. His lordship was a brilliant chemist. I was an orphan from Liverpool.
Griff knew it was best to stick as close to the truth as possible.
My parents drowned at sea, and Lady Artemis took pity on me. She brought me to Kilvore. A crotchety collection of bones, that one. But I learned. And as I grew older, they placed a concoction in my food every day. Yes, the illustrious creation of the invisible man. Me. Well, first I turned yellow, then paler and paler each year. You're to become a god, Kilvore told me. It's your great destiny. But how can such an alteration be possible? How can a cog as small as myself explain the brilliant doctor's plans? He drained me of all colour, pink to yellow to white. All my organs, all my cells. My hair no longer grows, not even whiskers. Do you understand how your eyes work? What allows them to see?
I believe so.
They absorb the light. Yes, yes. It's light that reflects off objects and gives us colour. Colour reflects light. See, it's so simple. I'm colourless. I do not reflect light, therefore I am invisible. Bone, flesh, blood, nails, nerves. All invisible as hydrogen. Of course, I can't float.
Another giggle squeaked out of him.
Oh, this is so much fun, he thought. I should have revealed myself earlier.
It does make a certain amount of sense, Modo said.
Of course it does, old boy. The joke is, I'm naked. The price I pay for invisibility.
Naked?
People can see clothing. I tell you, that ship, the Hugo, it was freezing. But old Sawbones adapted me to the cold. He would place me in his ice room until my blood slowed, and I became impervious to cold. Well, almost. I still need some heat.
Griff ran his hand over his face.
I haven't seen myself for over 5 years. I forget what I look like. Isn't that funny? Oh,
he paused.
I suppose you'd like to forget your looks.
The anger and shame that flashed over Modo's visage was an exquisite sight.
I could never forget my appearance. With a mug like that, who could? Ah, don't be offended, Modo. Perhaps I once looked as horrid as you. Who knows?
A knock at the door.
Mr. Walken.
It was Colette.
I've brought you some food. How do you feel now?
I am much better.
I heard you talking.
I was reciting poetry, a habit when I am ill. My governess taught me.
Tahi,
Griff whispered.
Good thinking.
What was that?
Colette asked.
Oh, just my throat.
Modo cleared his throat for effect.
Will you open the door?
I can't. Please leave the food outside the door.
She'll slit your throat while you sleep, that one,
Griff hissed.
All right, Mr. Walken, but...
And this, she whispered.
I wish you would explain this ailment to me, Modo.
I will. I need my rest, Colette. Thank you for coming.
Griff heard her footsteps fade away. He opened the door. The hall was deserted.
She really is gone, sneaky cat.
Griff lifted the plate, knowing it would look to Modo as if it were floating. He took a huge bite of the bread and laughed at Modo's shocked look as the bread appeared and disappeared behind invisible lips. Griff enjoyed performing that trick. He pushed the plate at Modo.
You can have the seaweed. It's worse than fish.
Modo took the plate and set it on the dresser.
What did you mean about Colette?
Oh, don't trust her.
She's quick with a knife, that one. I tracked her in New York and caught her sticking a knife into one of our agents, a man named Matthew Weil. She watched him die. She's got a frosty heart, believe me.
You saw this?
With my very own peepers.
He's the puppet and I pull the strings, thought Griff.
I don't believe it. She's very well trained. Do you think she climbed to the top of the list of French agents by being nice?
You're a lovesick oaf.
I'm not. Why didn't you stop her? It happened too fast. A stiletto right between the ribs into the heart. A perfect blow. I saw it from a distance and tried to save Weil, but I had no clothing to staunch the wound. He died in my arms, not even knowing who was holding him. I don't imagine it was her first kill.
But that's terrible.
It's the nature of our business, eh, Modo? She's a stunner, she is. But being invisible, I can see right into people's minds.
He let that sink in. Was the fool actually buying it?
Anyway, Modo, our masters must learn about this submarine ship. What did you see on your little perambulation?
I saw...
He paused. Griff rubbed his hands together. This was the real test. Would Modo give him secrets?
Out with it! What would Mr. Socrates want to know?
I saw the beginning of a city under the sea. They call it New Barcelona. It was truly amazing.
A city? So the grumpy captain isn't mad. Well, well, well. Our masters must know of this.
Griff picked up the pieces of the wireless telegraph.
You'll fix this. I'm sorry. I was mad. I get angry when things don't go my way.
And if our message fails to reach them?
It's obvious, Modo. We'll kill Captain Monturiol and take control of the ship.